Hi, welcome to the Brick Filmers Guild podcast, hosted by us, the Four Monkeys. On this podcast, we had the extreme pleasure of chatting with Akash Jones of Akash Lego Productions. Akash Lego Productions has nearly 200,000 subscribers and well over 100 million views. He is mostly known for his Marvel and DC superhero brick films, but also has brilliant videos outside the genre. Akash also has a very notable Instagram following of around 25,000. This podcast is sponsored by Brickstuff. Brickstuff makes the smallest commercially available lights for Lego models, and their wires are the thinnest available. You can snap Lego bricks, plates, and tiles directly on top of the lights and wires. You can hide them in anything you build, and there's no electronics experience needed. Check out Brickstuff Lights at www.brickstuff.com and see how to take your builds and brick films to the next level. This podcast is also sponsored by Bricker. Bricker is an add-on for the free software Blender that converts any 3D object into a photorealistic, buildable Lego sculpture. You can also use Bricker to generate awesome Lego animations such as rivers, explosions, motion graphics, and more. We were amazed with the stunning brick animations and renders that we made utilizing Bricker and other Blender plugins by Bricks Brought to Life. His other must-have add-ons are ABS plastic Lego materials, which makes the Blender models look like real Lego bricks, and AssembleMe, which is Lego animation made easy. Learn more at BricksBroughtToLife.com. If you would like to help support our podcast, you can do so by becoming a Patreon supporter. Get podcasts at least a week before anyone else, and other perks only available to our Patreon supporters. So, without further ado, here's our conversation with Akash. Good morning, Akash. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This is really cool to get to know you. I think I personally probably have only just gotten to know you in the past year or so, whereas everyone else has known you for quite a long time, probably since 2014 when you got your channel started.
Yeah.
And wow, you have just taken off.
You have 170,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
And wow. Over 114 million views.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is crazy. Only since 2014, that is just unbelievable. And obviously totally deserving. So it's neat. And you've been so sweet to correspond with as well. I've actually really enjoyed it. You even gave me a little message from school this morning, and I was like, oh gosh, it's just so sweet.
Yeah, it's like etiquette, you know, me and my mom.
Well, like, kudos to your mom.
Yeah.
You been really nice. So all right, so we're gonna since you were in school, let's get into your school. You're in university right now?
Yeah, second year.
And what are you studying?
I'm studying film.
Well, that's cool and obviously apparent in your videos. Have you found it like really helpful? Did you go specifically because you kind of got into it in 2014, you realized this is the path you wanted to take?
Yeah, I've been into film longer than I have been into brick films. Like, I was making videos with my friends and stuff. But brick films is what really got me interested. And I was like, okay, yeah, I really like storytelling. And that's when I realized I wanted to go into film directly.
And storytelling, I mean, seriously, I mean, even when you first started, you know, your brick filming was good for a beginner, but your storytelling, I mean, you obviously have loads of story to tell in your mind, and that was very apparent in your films.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the main things that drew people to my channel, just like how I did, like, storylines.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have a hard time, and they're like, where do you get your stories from, or can you give me some ideas? But you obviously don't need that help, so, I mean, that's a talent right there in itself.
Thank you.
So what university are you going to?
Ryerson University. It's in Toronto.
And are you enjoying that?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I've met a lot of people, so.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. So how did you get into Lego? I mean, did you see somebody's films that inspired you there, or you just had Lego and
Yeah, I watched on like the Clone Wars. Everyone knows the Clone Wars. Right. I watched the Clone Wars really like when it first came out, and it just, I had a lot of Star Wars Lego. I had like no Marvel Lego actually, and the Clone Wars just really inspired me to make like, because I had all the characters that were in the Clone Wars, and I just really wanted to make my own story. Because when I was watching it, I like imagined how things could play out or stuff that I wanted to see. And then obviously, like watching people like Fancy Pants, Forest Fire, I saw they were all doing it, so I took like the Star Wars Lego that I had and decided that I wanted to make brick films.
That's awesome.
Did you teach yourself how to brick film, or did you watch somebody's videos for tutorials? How did you learn?
I taught myself. I didn't really know there were all these great tutorials out there till like 2016 or like in my later years of brick filming when I started connecting with like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was mostly self-taught. Me and my friend, we just experimented for a long time.
Yeah. Some of your first ones, first videos you made in 2014, really had a lot of cool effects that you did. Even though you were just learning, you really had some cool things that you did. You did a lot of support with clear blocks, which you probably mask out now, but it still worked. You did a lot of gun flash with like the little translucent 1x cones. Mm-hmm. You did that well. You experiment a lot with clay blood, which you did successfully.
Definitely.
Another thing you did, I think it was in your video, Lego Sinister 6 Part 1, and you did it throughout a lot of these, is your interaction between your minifigure or things and the ground. I think this character was pushed back or thrown back, and he put his claw down, and it actually made a scrape mark on the ground. I thought that was a really cool effect. And another thing you've done a lot well from the beginning, and you still do well, extremely well, is you do a lot of outer socket arm animation.
Yeah.
That's,
you do a great job on
great
that.
Great job with that. And it's a pain in the butt to do that. So the fact that you're doing it well is awesome.
So I know when you first started out, you were using your phone or an iPad?
Yeah, my iPad. It's always still my iPad to this day.
Oh, wow. Really?
So you have not switched over? Because I think I thought I heard you got a higher end camera, but you're still using your iPad?
Yeah, I did get a camera. I don't know. Just something about the iPad is so like comfortable since it's what I started with. Everything is just a lot more efficient.
Do you ever have any issues when you're, I guess, taking the picture and you have to touch the iPad? Does it move a little? Or how do you keep that iPad from jiggling a little when you actually have to touch the screen to take a picture?
I plug my headphones in, like my Apple earphones, and if you click the volume up button on the earphones, it takes a photo for you. So it's kind of like a remote in a way.
That's super awesome. What program were you using back in the early days on your iPhone or your iPad?
The first thing I used was, it's like Lego has an app. It's called like Lego Movie Maker, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think I played with it once or twice. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like specifically for stop motion. That's what I used at first.
Mm-hmm. And you're not using that anymore?
No, now I use Stop Motion Studios Pro.
Stop Motion Studios Pro, and that's for the iPad. Okay,
that's cool. I'm blown away that you're still using your iPad, because when you went from the 2014 and then jumped to the 2016 and now, I mean, you see a huge difference, and
yeah,
I'm blown away that that's what you're using. So, I mean, look, people, I mean, you don't have to buy these super expensive cameras. Look what Akash does with an iPad. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like I guess it's not like too affordable compared to the other options, but it's more accessible. Like a lot of kids can brick film now that it's just like right on your phone or your iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And it also means you can do it anywhere too.
That's true. Yeah.
And that's awesome. Yeah.
I did brick film on a plane once.
Really?
Yeah. I was sitting in my seat and I made a short video.
That's a great way to pass the time.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going off track here. We bounce around, and you're welcome to chime in with whatever story or fun thing, because that was cool right there. Back in the beginning, you did some videos, I'm assuming, with your sister.
Yeah, a lot with my sister.
Yeah, and that was really cool. So like you were doing her, you make up things. Is that anything that you learned in school, or was that just something you were helping her out with? Because I found it great. You guys obviously are very close, and it was really cute to see you guys working together.
Yeah, she just really wanted like to get more fans involved, and I guess like my name back then brought a few more viewers in, so technically my sister used me for clickbait, but it's okay.
Well, one of the videos that was really fun to watch was your saltine challenge.
Oh yeah.
We were laughing watching that, and then you were so excited because you had 5,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
Now you have over 70,
170,000.
170,000. So how does that feel now?
I don't know. I feel like I almost didn't appreciate it at the time. Like being a kid, I feel like you don't really realize how much like views and stuff is coming in until you grow up. Like looking back at it now, like I was like my one video, The Incredible Hulk, that has like a lot of views, like it's so many views. I just couldn't fathom it as a kid. It was like it didn't really click with me, you know?
Right. Now,
Like
does
my
she help?
parents kept telling me, but I never really realized it until now. Like it's a lot of people, yeah.
So obviously they're very supportive. Do you have other siblings as well?
No, just one sister.
And does she help you in your videos or voice for you or do any of your stop motion?
Yeah, she used to voice for me a lot back then, and a lot of the Lego that I own is hers actually. She used to collect all the like the city and police stuff, so most of the Lego I use now is hers actually.
Wow.
Awesome. That's awesome. I
Yeah, she's
know in 2014 probably was the year that you probably put the most videos out, and you've taken a little more time on your videos, but I think you had over 60 videos or so that first year in 2014. Did you ever leave your I guess your bedroom or your studio that year?
Wow, I didn't even realize that I put that many out.
Oh, it's crazy.
That's a crazy amount.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
it's just because like once you start, you get like you're so into it, and you have to like build because the beginning of the YouTube career, I guess, is the most important.
Well, evidently that did the job, because doing that many videos and then you just increasingly getting better, and you do about 10 to 20 a year or so now. But yeah, getting a lot done at the beginning definitely got a lot of attention brought your way, and you had some great techniques back in the day too. You were making good stuff then.
Thank you.
But
Yeah, I think a lot of the limitations that I had kind of helped me creatively because all the effects and stuff, like the practical effects with the blood and the bricks, and like even drawing some of the effects. Like, I don't know if you saw one of my videos where I like drew an explosion with the draw tool. Like, that was more because I wasn't as proficient in like visual effects. So I had to like use what I could like grasp. But I think it did help in the long run because I had to be a little more creative. And even just like not having that much Lego, I don't know if you realize half of my videos from the start are in that same exact forest, like with that green base plate. And it's like not having a lot, I guess, cultivated my skills a bit more.
Sometimes your limitations can make you get creative on what you can get away and do.
Yeah.
If you didn't know how to do something, you didn't always find a video. You figured out how to do it on your own. I think one of the things in one of your first videos that you did is someone was eating some food, and it just really translated well as a when the bite got smaller as the I think it was Lego Hawkeye. Gets the day off. The bite got smaller as he eaten, and then I think in another video, someone was eating an
Thor
apple,
was eating an
and
apple,
it
and
actually left like green residue on his face. And you left Play-Doh, so and that really
yeah,
worked
your
too.
food eating skills are like really
So
cool.
that
Yeah,
was pretty cool.
I just love all that like little intricate stuff. Like I'm one video where I just had someone mixing something. I don't know. I just love like the use of clay and bits in videos. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, that's one of the things I did mark down is you use clay a lot, and I loved how you use clay in your videos. It definitely gave a fluidness to the
No, I mean
either.
it's a great effect for,
Yeah.
and I know I'm talking about the coffee thing and whether you wrote that down on one of the, which video it was, but like you actually put clay in the coffee, and then even when you're like pouring a drink, you use it, and I've not seen that, or at least not that I remember, and I thought it just looked amazing. It makes it look so real. So I love that.
I think that was
Oh, the mug. Here
the
it
mug
is.
in one
One
day.
day.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we'll get back to that.
So do you storyboard? You have all these like great stories in your head. Do you storyboard, or you just kind of go rogue as far as
I don't really storyboard, but I take like quick photos to just plan out like the blocking of all the scenes. Like for one day, I had like I think 10 photos where it was just like in the field by the house, just so I can set. I guess it is like a photo storyboard rather than drawing.
Okay, so you still had a little bit of a planning process. It wasn't completely just making it up on the fly. Although you do that a little bit in order to have spontaneity kind of in your animation. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, I do that a lot, actually, especially with fight scenes.
Well, sometimes that, and you just can't always, you think you can try to get the figure or whatever to do something, but gravity and everything kind of forces you into certain corners, or myself at least. So you just kind of have to make a little up as you go anyway, even if you've storyboarded it.
Yeah, that's true.
Cool. Well, your most popular videos on your channel is the Lego Hulk you mentioned earlier. That has 37 million views. And then that led into the Lego Avengers versus the Hulk, which has 15 million views, or almost 16 million. And then you also did a Lego Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice that has 4.2 million, which is not chump change. Awesome,
Yeah,
huge
those are
videos
insane amount
on
of
your
views.
channel. I absolutely love the Batman Superman one.
Yeah, that's actually my favorite video of mine.
Yeah, it just had some really awesome action in it. I think some of your action shots just are just killer.
Thank you.
One of the shots that definitely brought our attention was I think Wolverine lighting a cigar.
Oh, which video is
That
that?
Lego
one was,
Avengers
I think you
versus the
did it
Hulk.
twice, but the one we wrote a note on here was the Lego Avengers versus Hulk. But you might
Oh,
have done
yeah.
it more recently.
Yeah, you use like a lighter to light the cigar, and then you could actually see the cigar lit up.
How did you do that?
I think if the one you're referring to, I think I used like a 1x1 plate, right? And then he just like lights the, it was a cut piece, like just a stick, a brown stick that I cut, and then I colored it with Sharpie a little to give it like a burnt look, and then just placed like an orange light on it.
So that in post, or did you actually do that in camera?
The orange light was in post.
Okay, in post. Okay.
And then he
Yeah.
even throws it on the ground and steps on it, I assume, with clay and mushes it down in there, which was just really cool.
Yeah, this was
Yeah, the Lego The Incredible Hulk had
the
some.
I liked your use of clay for the bed sheets. I think that's a
Oh.
cool look. And I think that one also had, you had a great voice actor in The Incredible Hulk. I think Amber
Amber
Rose,
Rose.
does that sound correct? I might have written down the name wrong, but she was, and then the peeling of the apples,
Yeah, the slicing of
the
the apple
slicing of the
was
apples
really,
looked great.
yeah.
And that
It's
was the
just
one that
I
Thor.
don't think I've seen clay used so much and so well. It's just it really works in your videos.
Yeah, I try to sneak it in whenever I can.
I love the fight with Ant-Man going into the Hulk in Lego Avengers. And I think in another, I'm not sure if it was that video or a different video when the Ant-Man was in his large size, and he was, I think, grabbing somebody. That was pretty cool. Was that fun to animate the large Ant-Man figure?
Yeah, it was tricky though. I haven't really done a lot of the animation with the bigger figures, so like just like getting him to stand and stuff was tricky, but yeah.
Yeah, sometimes got to use a lot of supports and all that.
Course, talking of the big figures, you have the fight between the Hulk and the
Well, that's a little that's a
later.
different video. Although you have used the I guess I don't know what we would call those. They're not mini figures. They're kind of like the Hulk and like the Thanos figure. What are those called?
Yeah, big figure.
Big figures, they're like small dolls or
Non-mini
whatever,
figures.
non mini figures. But
Bigger mini figures.
you've used those extensively in some of your brick films. I think you have the Hulk, you have Thanos, you have the Thing, and I think maybe one other one.
Yeah, Gorilla Grodd, I think.
But the one that I liked the most definitely was the Thanos versus Hulk. That was more recently. That would have been done last year in the summer of 2018. But you did a lot of, you pulled the Hulk's arms out, and you did a lot of clay to hold his arms in place. But just the energy of the punching, just the punching and the camera shake was
Yeah,
super
with the whole
awesome.
set moving, I mean, you could really feel the power of their punches with each
Yeah.
other.
Well, did you shake the set in a way, or did you do a lot of that in post, the jiggle
Yeah,
when the punches
I
were
try to
happening?
do all of that in camera just so I can see what it's looking like. So when I'm taking the photo, like where I told you earlier that I click my headphone for the button, that's when I'll actually tap the iPad and like shake it if I can to get like that effect.
So you use the weakness of it to be a strength. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And you also, I want to kind of put some shout outs in here to a few folks that are actually members of the Brick Farmers Guild. I think Eggy Yoke 2002 did some sound design assistance in that one.
Yeah, he did.
What kind of help did he do for that?
He sent me like a re I use his what he sent me for like all my brick films. He sent me a really big Google Drive with just like plenty of good sound effects for like fighting scenes, ambiance, and all that.
Cool,
And
cool.
who does the music? Because I notice a lot of piano playing. I don't know if that's you playing or if someone else is creating that for you.
The piano. Oh no, that's probably just a royalty for each track.
Royalty free.
Okay.
Okay.
A lot of good music.
We'll go back to where we were.
I threw you off course.
Yeah. Oh,
Sorry,
you
I
threw
do
me
that.
off course,
I'm such a
Kim.
female, I know.
Another thing I liked in your Batman, Superman, Dawn of Justice, I think Batman putting on his gloves and getting all dressed at the beginning, you use clay, and it
Yeah.
just really gave the impression that he's really sticking gloves on. It was cool.
See, I think that's another just good tip. That's another great way of doing an effect that really works using clay.
And I liked a lot of the windows coming through, or the light coming through the windows. What kind of lights do you use to light your set?
I use about like 3 to 4 just desk lamps usually with like a filter over it, like a colored paper or just like sheets to dull the light. What are those called? They're like baking sheets.
Baking sheets.
Yeah, it's like the paper that you put on a baking pan.
Parchment paper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do that just to kind of dull it. What about to color your light?
To color my light, I have either a colored bulb, like for Avengers vs. Hulk, I had colored bulbs. I mean, for the Hulk vs. Thanos, I had colored bulbs, but usually it's just like a paper.
Okay. Do you use any little small LED lights on your set ever?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Parchment paper, I don't know, that's actually a really good idea because that would withstand the heat. You know, I know bulbs tend to
Yeah.
get warm, and parchment paper is used for baking.
Yeah.
And cooking, which I use actually quite often. That's a great idea.
Well,
Courtesy of my mother.
Thanks, Mom.
and I know you can use like I guess it's the thin what's the paper that has it's colored paper, but you can it's translucent. You can stick that over a light, and that would work too.
Gels, whatever
It's
those
not well.
are.
There's regular gels that are used for film and television, which I'm sure you've gotten your hands on at school. But you just it's like tissue paper, color tissue paper.
Oh, wrapping like that you put in gift bags.
Kind of, yeah, like that stuff. That stuff would work
Yeah.
too. Rioforce
I
had
used to
that as an
use like
idea.
school div like you know when kids buy dividers for their binders for school?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to use those because they're like kind of tinted and colored.
Where do your brick filming?
In my basement.
Okay.
Used to be in my room, but now
Used to
it's
be
in
in
my
your room. Yeah, you had a couple of behind the scenes or some update videos where you were walking around your room discussing your upcoming projects, and you had basically not only just Lego stuff for like Marvel and DC, but just even other stuff in there. Is everything was just like, I don't know how you had room to even sleep in there.
Yeah.
I have quite a collection, quite a
Yeah,
collection, I have to
Dave was
admit.
drooling at your Lego collection for sure.
Yeah, I've had to move a lot of it to my basement.
Well, it's better lighting down there, I'm sure.
Better
That's
lack of lighting.
Or lack of lighting. Yeah,
It's
exactly.
not windows, yeah.
Right, plus obviously I'm sure a lot more room.
Yeah, but then now that I'm in the basement, like every single time I'm animating, there's a spider in one of my sets.
Oh, not good. I hate spiders.
Yeah.
So let's move on down this.
You actually do get a lot of your videos. I noticed just incredible voice acting cast, which is really nice and really helps videos a lot, especially in Black Panther.
Throne of Wakanda.
Yeah, I mean, amazing video. And that pretty much had everything that you would want
In
in a
a
brick
brick film, it
film.
was awesome.
But to have the
Thank you.
voicing on top of that was just incredible. I'm just curious, were they friends of yours? Were they putting on those accents? Because they all sounded like they came from the same place. They got like from Wakanda.
Yeah, that video was hard to cast. Like, the delay was mostly due to the fact that I couldn't find voice actors. That a few of them were members of the Marvel Brick Film universe that we have for like a set voice actor for.
Oh,
The
okay.
other two were my uncles. They're African, so they don't actually have those accents, but they put them on, and they did a
Really?
pretty good job. And then The female ones, I had to put out a casting call for in my school, and then I got someone who responded. And she was actually Asian.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
She put on an accent as well.
Well, like I said, that with just everything you could want in a you know, the sets and the lighting, that was the one that had those, the flying... The sure. birds that were
there was a sort out. Of a it was a setup shot for a scene at the palace, and there was some, like, it looked like a cartoon background,
yeah,
and some birds flying. How was that made?
That was made by Jampot Studio Films.
Okay, and I did want to bring up Jack. That's Jack Rizzo, is that correct?
Yeah, Jack Rizzo.
Okay,
yeah.
And he co-wrote did. That, is that correct?
Yeah, he did.
Awesome. Well, shout out to Jack. And so he made those backgrounds.
Yeah.
That's cool. And in the background that you also used, the static background, did he make those also that were kind of behind the set to look like the hills and stuff in the background?
Oh, no. Those are just like some basic ones that I have.
Okay. Those look great. I'm a huge fan of using printed backgrounds.
Yeah.
Sometimes green screening, it works, but also can get you in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm. I like just having everything like right there in screen.
Mm-hmm.
Just what it's going to look like.
I'm curious about the gorilla costume, because Dave said it looked like a stormtrooper. Is that what it was?
Is it a combination of a couple things?
Yeah, it's like the Chima head, this white gorilla Chima head.
So that came from the Chima sets, okay.
Yeah, I ordered like 5 of them, and then the bodies are just different colored clone outfits.
Did any of those come from like the actual sets for the Black Panther? Beyond the Black Panther and a few of the main actors?
Yeah, just the main suit, and that's it, I think.
None of the gorilla things.
Oh, no, nothing from the gorilla was from the actual.
Well, that's awesome. You sourced different things and really made it look like it truly fit. That's cool.
Yes.
Cool. And again, the Black Panther removing his mask was killer. I think you used clay for that.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. You had a big fight in the armory. Was that a difficult one to do, considering how many little small pieces of weaponry were just sporadic in the set? Did you ever have any set bumps issues?
Yeah, that one was also difficult, because since the video was taking really long to come out, mm-hmm. I actually brought the set with me to the condo that I live at.
Okay.
For school. So I animated it on like a wobbly glass table. So yeah, plus all the little things that were in it. So that one was really hard. That took me a while.
I didn't notice any problems with it, except for noticing it was probably just difficult to animate, but it was beautifully animated. It's just when I see things like that, I can just see my hand or something touching things and having set bumps everywhere. So, you know, you did a great job with that, especially considering you did it in a secondary animation area.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that scene, like, it's like a continuous movement.
Mm-hmm.
I was just because, like, the set was moving on the table too much and just wobbling, so I decided to just keep it moving the entire time.
Yeah, I find that if you're moving the camera, you can get away with a lot.
Yeah.
Right. I think some other things that I noted in that, a candle that was lit that was really cool, and a pouring of wine into the glass was really well animated. It's beautiful movie. I really enjoyed that one.
Me too. How long did it take you to do that one?
Thank you. It was like, I think that one took a while, actually. A lot of it was pre-production, though. Like, the actual animating, editing was probably, like, maybe 2 months. But just writing it and everything before took a really long time. I think it was, like, almost a year.
Wow. Well, yeah. Worth it. Totally worth the wait. You might even get some more views now with the couple of Oscars that it got.
That's true.
Cool. And I love, again, it's more of this out-of-arm posing, the sitting on the throne with the arms out of the socket. Yeah, out of socket. Just, I love that pose. It just totally worked, the sitting on the throne.
Mm.
Cool. Why don't we move on to your Tron Legacy video. Loved it.
Thank you.
Of course, we watched the Tron movie a long time ago, so that brought back sadly, a lot of nice
I haven't
memories.
Seen the sequel to it, or the, I think there was an animated series, so I'm not 100% there. I mean, I just remember the movie from, 1981 or 2, whenever it was. Mm-hmm. But this at the end of that, you put a channel ad for, I guess, one of your friends, Rad Visuals. Did he help out with that video?
No, but Nick is like, Rad Visuals is like the one brick filmer that I actually know in real life and like see a lot.
Okay.
Because, yeah, he lives like, right, he lives really close to me actually, considering where everyone else lives.
I reached out to him the other day just because he was kind of a character in your story and I wanted to get to know him, and he's now one of our new members of the Brick Filmers Guild, and I look forward to seeing his stuff. It's some really good animations that he's done.
Yeah.
Cool. So you've actually worked with, you say Nick in person?
Yeah, he's like lent me a lot of figures and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And then he, whenever I'm animating, I'll just like send him stuff to get feedback.
Cool.
Nice it's to good. Have someone to animate it's, with. Well, that, or have someone animate ideas,
and bounce
yeah.
ideas. It's kind of like, you know, Forrest and Sean, you know. So have you worked on any other things kind of together? Have you animated together?
We did animate one thing together. It was like a Suicide Squad thing, but it did never come out.
Because
he had, I don't have any of the Suicide Squad figures in Lego, and he just had like all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he gave them off to me for a video. He posted like a part one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was supposed to make a part two, but yeah, that never happened.
Well, you know. So you built the set for the Lego Tron. It was what, painted on most of the set. There were some Lego elements of it. How did you make that set?
It was a really big piece of like just flat wood mm-hmm. on a table, and then my dad painted it black. I did like the blue designs for the floor,
mm-hmm.
and then my dad glossed it so it was like kind of shiny.
Mm-hmm.
And then the walls were just black construction paper painted as well.
Well, that really worked. So that was the set probably, what, about 3 feet by 3 feet?
Oh, no, the set was taller than me, so it was like 6.5 feet.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 6.5 feet by like 4.
So I assume you were working on that one in your basement,
yeah.
Not at school.
Yeah, that one was like against the wall.
Cool. And I like the light cycle trails. How did you make those, with like plastic or?
Yeah, those were like gels, like gel papers that I just cut into strips.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, that was an amazing effect. That looked great.
That effect was really cool. And I liked when the characters would throw their disc, there would be extra Lego pieces as a part of the disc to show the blur. Of it moving through the air, and it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely like that one. Another one of your new big popular ones is your Lego Avengers Infinity War Team Cap versus Black Order. Loved your lighting in that, and I think one of the things that definitely stood out is someone got thrown through a bench and the bench got torn up. That was cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. You've done a few, what do they call those? Side-by-side trailer comparison type things where you've done trailers.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like do those?
I like doing those usually when there's a movie that I like, that I'm really excited about that's coming out, but I can't make like a direct film for it like I did with the
mm-hmm.
Batman Superman. Like, I like sort of like marking down that I like the film, or like just having something to do with it, and that's the easiest thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So like with Endgame, I did it because like I'm really excited for Endgame, but I can't make a video yet.
Yeah.
So usually I'll animate the trailer. I don't really like doing it because there's not as much creativity in it, and like it's not as original as I'd like to be. But sometimes it's fun recreating the shots.
Mm-hmm. But plus it shows how talented you are, because they really look amazing, especially when you see them side by side like that. It's like, wow, that's spot on.
Thank you. Yeah, I really like making it exact.
And one of them was from the movie. It was from Star Wars Episode 7, Force Awakens, the Kylo Ren and Finn and Rey battle, lightsaber battle. And then that was taken directly from the movie, correct?
Yeah, at first it was supposed to be a direct creation. Like, I was going to use the audio from the movie too.
Uh-huh.
But it was really early when I started making it, and I couldn't find decent footage of the film. So, like, the first few, I think the first, like, 30 seconds of that video, you can actually match it up with the movie, and mm-hmm. it'll play exactly the same. But the rest was just, yeah, then I just quit.
Okay. Well, I couldn't tell. I didn't line them up side by side.
It took me back to the movie, so yeah,
but,
no, it looked great.
I thought you, yeah, that was nailed pretty good there. I enjoyed that. You mentioned just a little while ago, so let's just go into this. Let's go into the MBU. What is the MBU?
MBU, it's like basically an MCU, like a Marvel Cinematic Universe, just with brick films that we put together. Well, not me, that I joined. Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of brick filmers, and we connect all our films. It's kind of cool, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a website, and I if I'm not correct, is Jampot Studios, is he the main one of the main people that's does that?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure who all like the founders are, but yeah, he's one of them.
Okay, got a few names here like Eggy Yolk 2002, Jampot Studios, Lone Clone, Rad Visuals, Aubrey Studios, a few mm-hmm. others down there, but it's all, you know, it's all connected. And some of the stories actually go from one animator to onto another animator. Does that sound right? That's cool. That's cool. How long, do you know how long the MBU's been around for?
I don't actually. That's a good question.
Probably, okay. Mm-hmm. Probably around 2004 or 14, I'm not sure, but.
That's a long time.
Yeah. There's
a lot of people involved. A lot of big names as well.
A lot of big names in there. About half of them are members. That's one of the groups I haven't done as good a job of reaching out to try to get them to become a part of the Brick Filmers Guild. But definitely a lot of great folks in there. Speaking of, I guess, Marvel and DC to a certain degree, you've got a really a passion for the source material. Do you have a preference between Marvel and DC?
Depends. Probably leaning more towards Marvel, just because it's what I grew up on.
That's cool.
You had one, and Nick Fury was in it, and someone voiced Nick Fury and nailed the part. Here we go. It's Captain America reinstated.
Yeah, he did a great job, actually.
He did.
This is, I think, Gary Scales.
Yeah, Gary Scales.
Yeah,
excellent. Is that a friend of yours?
No, we got him through the MBU. I think Jack did cast him for me.
Okay, well, Jack nailed that one there.
Yeah.
And Nuke's hair was really cool. Did you paint that?
No, that's actually like a really old Lego piece, and it's just gold, already golden.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an awesome video. I mean, you know, there's certain ones for me that really stand out, and that was definitely one of them. A lot of cool things there between the voicing and the Nuke's hair and the out of socket. Again,
somebody took some pills. I thought that was really well animated.
Yeah, he did the new.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was a good one. I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Lego Deadpool versus Wolverine 2. That's within about a year of happening. I see someone's name in here, Anhad Shetra.
Anhad Shetra. Anhad? Yeah, that's one of my friends.
One of your friends is either a college friend or before that.
Yeah, I've known him since high school, I think.
Okay, so high school guy. And has he helped out on a lot of...
Yeah, he's usually there a lot of the time when I'm animating.
Oh, that's cool. Company.
And he likes writing a bit, so he wrote the original Lego Deadpool vs. Wolverine, mm-hmm. and that kind of blew up, so then like he wanted to make a second one.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're writing a third one.
Oh, nice.
Excellent.
Well, at least you're not in your basement all by yourself, then. Or yeah. Animating by yourself.
The music worked really well in that one, too. I know you probably just found some
royalty-free
music, but that one, it really gelled well in there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to look into getting... Like, I always take a lot of time looking for the music because music kind of makes or breaks the scene.
I agree. I'm very picky about music too. If Dave picks out some music, I'm like, no, I don't like that. And if I don't like it, nobody else is gonna like it because I'm picky.
Yeah, even like sometimes sacrificing, like even getting the copyright just for the good music is worth it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But at least there's a lot of sources now for royalty free music, which is definitely very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Also takes a lot of patience to look through them all as well, but.
There's a couple of really good brick films you have on your extras channel. I thought Clean, what I believe was a college project for you, that was awesome.
That should be on your main channel.
I'm surprised it was on your
so
main.
So good.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I don't know why I didn't put it on my main channel. I forget the reason.
You still can.
That's true.
I mean, it
That's
only good. Has like just, you know, 1,200, just over 1,200 views, but it is amazing, and I think... Definitely main channel worthy. I really enjoyed that a lot.
Thank you.
I hope you got an A+ on that.
I did, yeah.
I also liked your skateboarding video. Do you skateboard?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, it kind of had to feel like you knew what skateboarding was about with that. So yeah.
Yeah, that was like a segment that I did for my friend's film. He made like a skateboarding film for a
Okay.
contest.
Cool, cool,
And it
cool.
was like, yeah, he had one part where the skateboarder turned into a Lego guy.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Yeah.
neat, neat.
Well, yeah, that was cool. Now, do you do any filming in school? Like, have they allowed you to use like any of their rooms or any of their equipment?
Yeah, we use their equipment for most of the films that we make for projects. But we don't really have access to everything yet because we're only second years. So.
Is that mostly live action type equipment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I think some of the computers at our school have Dragon Frame on them though.
Well, that's sweet.
Which I've been looking. Yeah, I think I might look into that.
What do you edit with?
I edit on my laptop.
What software?
A mix of Premiere and iMovie.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
So
Like
now
for
the
the
people
more
that.
title sequence stuff,
Oh,
I
no, go
go.
ahead.
Pardon?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry, I interrupted. I'm bad at that.
For the more like intricate stuff, my friend Anhead, I use like his Premiere. He has like one that I've used before, but mostly it's actually just iMovie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do your college buddies know who you are? How big you are on YouTube?
Yeah, they do. Some of them do, yeah.
Is that good or bad?
I think it's okay. Like I've gotten a few people asking me to come on projects because of it.
I bet.
Yeah, like I've done a few stop motion things.
That's awesome.
Or maybe you've
That's
inspired other
awesome.
people to do the same.
Yeah, one of my friends reached out because he's doing stop motion for a school project and he had a lot of questions.
Your film, The End, a short Lego film, I think it was that filmed as a school project or just a fun project on your own?
Yeah, that was my university like acceptance project.
That in one day while
Yeah,
also?
there's.
Okay.
Wait, oh, which one are we
The
talking about? Sorry.
end was the one where it's the fight, use a
Oh,
lot of
right.
clay. So one day was what got you into college, though. We'll get to
Yeah.
that in one second.
Yeah, the end was just something random, yeah.
Okay. Really love that.
I watched a movie and it kind of inspired me.
You
I
did a lot
forget.
of work with clay. Was that fun to animate on top of the clay? That was probably the most clay I've seen in one of your films.
Yeah, I didn't really like it, which is why I don't do it anymore.
Okay.
A lot of people animate on clay, so I wanted to try it, but I don't like it because there's no like track. Like the Lego bricks are good for tracking the figure,
Yeah.
I guess, but like the clay, it's just. Also, I used really bad clay.
Okay. So maybe just better clay helps, but did you have any issues with the clay discoloring your Lego?
No, I don't think so,
That's good.
actually.
That's good. I think the wrong clay can sometimes get you in trouble there.
That's
Cool.
true.
Well, I really enjoyed that. Had a lot of high energy to it. My only thing there would be maybe shorten the intro of it, the
Yeah.
worded part, but that's sound like it was a story you had in your head going that still was
Yeah,
pretty
that's.
darn interesting, but it was like kind of long. But otherwise, the film rocked. On to what I think might be one of my favorite ones you did, and this is what pretty much got you into college. One Day, a short Lego film. It's a really powerful film. It's kind of one of your rare non-superhero films, but it was really well done and one of my favorites. It has almost 200,000 views, 1,400 comments, which is crazy, and over 5,000 likes.
Yeah, when you can tell a story like that without actually speaking, that just says volumes about, the talent there. It was beautifully done.
Thank
So,
you.
and that was done for to as a get you into college project.
Yeah, there were the three schools that I applied to for film, the theme was kind of similar. So that the one day video that it's on YouTube is the fourth version of the film. There are like three others with different endings to like suit the theme for different schools.
Oh, how interesting.
Excellent. Yeah, and then I put them all together. You can kind of tell when you watch the video because the ending is color graded a little bit differently from the beginning because I put together the longest version for YouTube. Yeah, so it was one I made for three schools.
Wow. Well, it worked.
Was the parrot in the tree at the end, was that, did done for any particular reason at all? I'm just curious.
Yeah, that was supposed to be like the father looking down, like as the bird. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
A few people got that, I think.
Excellent. Well, I love that. So if you know anybody out there hasn't seen this brick film, it's definitely one of the must watches. I think that was one of the first ones I saw that you did. And I was like, wow, I got introduced to you, I think it was probably 2000, it was whenever you did the, podcast with, DK, Dark Knight, DK, that's when I got introduced to you. I kind of, didn't pay too much attention probably from 2014 to 16. I was buried in doing Oyo videos and I didn't pay too much attention to what anybody else was doing, but about 2016, when that came out, I was introduced to you and I've
been a fan ever since.
So thanks, DK.
What was that other
the other podcast you were on was really a good podcast.
Yeah, he was great.
That was the superhero mini superheroes today official.
Yeah.
Great podcast. I think he's only done one though.
Pardon?
I think he's only done one, but it was really good. He did a great job with that podcast.
Yeah, he did. He was like really enthusiastic about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was. He was very comfortable. I admire that in anybody who does podcasts and stuff. That he was great to listen to. It sounded like you guys were best friends and just shooting the
breeze.
Yeah, breeze. Yeah, that's the other word I was thinking.
Yeah, one of the things that you mentioned in that was one of your secrets to success was actually just making friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that really stuck with me that you've made a conscientious effort to make friends online and make alliances and allies with lots of folks that do similar filming, and that stuck with me as one of the things you said in that podcast.
Yeah, that's like the most important thing, because like even you finding out about me through like a friend of mine's podcast, just like stuff like that helps you grow.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's half the reason we started making the podcast years ago is, one, I did want to just make friends with all these people doing like artwork, and two, I wanted to learn from people because I was actually doing it professionally for those 2 years and I needed to game up, and I figured making a podcast talking to great brick filmers was a good way to do it. Now it's more about just making friends and having a fun podcast, but I'm glad we...
But you always get cool tips and different animating styles, which is always very helpful.
True.
During that podcast, you spoke about meeting, so I think you've met with another brick filmer, Huxley Berg.
Yeah.
And did you guys met up and did you work on a project together?
We had like so many plans to work on stuff together, but when he came, it was just like, we had so much fun just interacting and like doing things. We never did anything together.
Oh, that's so fun. So,
the weekend that he came over, I was animating Tron and I was going to get him to do a few shots, like animate a few shots of it. But like, yeah, we just did so much and then came home and crashed.
That's quite all right.
So I guess he's going to have to make another visit then.
Yeah, we might go visit him this summer in LA.
Oh, see, okay, he's from LA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nice.
There's a lot of folks out in LA.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, a lot of folks coming to Atlanta too. So
yeah, we're
Atlanta's getting there.
We're getting there. We're getting better. Yeah, I think our first guest was from Toronto, but he lives in LA now. Paul Hollingsworth.
He's from Toronto.
Yeah. He left there, I think, in the early '90s and moved down to LA with a bag full of Lego and a camera.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're actually our third Canadian podcast.
Who's the other one?
The second one was Monsieur Caron.
French Canadian.
Oh, right, yeah.
So he had to do his podcast in a second language, so I got to give him credit there.
Oh, true.
Yeah. One of the things I've noticed you've had a lot of really good success with is, I guess, curating your Instagram following. You have 25,000 followers, and we are horrid at Instagram. I think we probably have 2 followers, so but we don't really do much there. How did you get so many followers on Instagram?
I think there's like a really big community for like just Lego photos in general on Instagram. Like, I think probably more than half of my followers don't even really watch me on YouTube. They just like, there's a, like a lot of people who like Lego pictures on Instagram. It's like a whole other community.
You do mostly pictures there. I don't think you do much for videos on that.
Right? I don't really post any of my videos there.
Okay.
Maybe, see, I just don't find it. I miss Vine because Vine worked well with Twitter and I have fun with Twitter. So, you know, you could do something on Vine and then automatically post it there. So I have a hard time with Instagram because we don't really have, it's not on our phone really, and it doesn't work with the computer. So it's kind of hard for us to do the Instagram thing. Which is a shame, because it is a very popular social media outlet, so.
It also takes a lot to, like, you have to be really consistent on Instagram.
Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah, so it's probably not for us, then.
So, I think you worked on an actual claymation project somewhat recently, something called Papa Lewis. Can you tell us about that?
That was... I think that was a really long time ago.
Oh, it was a long time ago. Okay.
Yeah, that wasn't
it was uploaded a lot later than it was made.
So this was not made for university?
No, that was for a high school assignment.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it had a lot of really cool effects in it. I think the mustache was clay.
There was a lot. I think the whole thing.
It was really cool.
Yeah, it was really, really good. Was that the first time you actually worked with clay? And then that's when you started using it with your Lego?
That was the third time, I think. Time.
Yeah
it was grade really 11.
Cool.
That was
cool.
Nice.
Yeah, because my teacher told me I wasn't allowed to do Lego assignments just because he thought it was like cheating. So
has he ever worked with Lego?
Yeah, so he said if I wanted to do stop motion, I could only do clay.
Wow. But I think that probably helped. Maybe that you know, because your use of clay with your Lego videos are so well done. So maybe he did you a favor.
Yeah.
And maybe he should do some Lego animating and realize, no, that's not cheating. That's hard work.
Especially the out of arm stuff, out of socket. Yeah. I liked a lot of your behind the scenes and your time lapse and your updates you had on your extras channel. I mentioned that earlier, but you've definitely got Lego coming out of the woodwork in your house. I like the time lapse. It's neat to see that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do more of that, actually.
You should do more of that. I loved it.
Yeah.
So I noticed you did use the backdrops in the Black Panther. Have you used those big backdrops for scenic in any other brick films?
Yeah, those backdrops in Black Panther are the exact ones that I used in One Day.
Okay. Oh, okay. And you said you found those where?
Just on Google.
Okay. And you printed them out or?
Yeah, I printed them out at like FedEx.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely would like to have some cool background stuff. There's some cloud patterns you can get. A few of the brick filmers have done that.
We did that.
Well, we've got it down in our basement. It's pretty decent. I haven't really done any animations with it, but there's like a really cool cloud. It's like you can buy like a 25-foot roll of the stuff that's like 3 or 4 feet tall, and that's pretty decent. But I'd love to have some good backgrounds.
Yeah, that must be really useful.
Yeah.
Wow, that's long.
Yeah, it's really big. It allows for mistakes and cutting and...
The thing, there's a little bitty micro, what would you say, kind of bends or folds in it. So it's not, when you look at it real close, it's not as clean as I think it should be. But if it's a little bit fuzzy in the background, out of focus, it's probably pretty good.
Yeah.
It wasn't expensive either,
yeah.
Not considering the size.
Yeah. What do you record your voiceovers with?
Well, like when I do my own or other people's?
Oh, your own, other people's, kind of whatever gear they have.
Well, when I used to do all my voice acting, my friend has like, I think it's a Blue Snowball.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't really do it anymore. Like hardly anything I record is myself now. But yeah.
So you mainly just get other people to do your voice acting for you?
Yeah, mostly. The only time I record things myself now is if I'm like foleying a sound effect.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how do you record that?
That I just record from like my microphone in my headphones.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool.
If it's like a quick little sound.
Okay.
Okay.
So what are you working on now?
Now I'm doing a my the first video I'm working on now is John Wick versus Punisher.
Okay, that's a neat
Yeah.
blend.
And then I think I'm going to recreate the throne room fight scene from The Last Jedi.
Oh,
Nice.
Because
cool.
the new battle pack came out and it has like the two other designs of the guards. And when Hux visited me, he gave me the other set that came with like Snoke and all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm thinking maybe to wait till the closer to the release of episode 9. But I do need something to animate right now since I'm at like my apartment with nothing.
So are you a big Star Wars fan?
Yeah.
What do you like more, the prequels, the originals, or the sequels?
The originals. But I do
Originals.
really like The Last Jedi. I know there's like a lot of controversy around it. I did really like it.
I liked it a lot more on the second and third viewing of it. It ended up being better than I thought. There's some things that I just can't get over, but on like episode 7 and 8, but for the most part, they're good movies.
I had no
Yeah.
problem with it. I enjoyed it.
I didn't like the Starkiller base. I thought it was a little bit Death Star on steroids, really.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And there was just some little things, but I think it's Star Wars. I'm glad that they're Star Wars. They're making them. Yay.
But Solo, though, because that was the last one that we saw. Oh my
I really
gosh.
like Solo, actually.
Solo's probably my third favorite all-time Star Wars,
I really.
behind Bot 4 and 5.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, I loved it. I watched it really late though, just because of all the like the controversy around it, and I'm mad that I didn't get to see it in theaters.
Yeah, well,
Yeah.
it's awesome. I don't know
Yeah,
why
it was
anybody had a problem with it.
me
Ron
either.
Howard.
Yeah, definitely it was one of my favorites by far. I loved every bit of it from beginning to end. There wasn't one part that I had a problem with. I loved it all. It kept me just thrilled the entire time.
And just like visually, it looked so nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, I don't know, I don't know how anyone can have a problem with it. So, I mean, I actually had lower expectations going into it, and I was
Yeah.
like, what? How could anybody say anything bad? Definitely one of my favorites. I loved it so much.
The casting was like, it was great. He did such a good
Perfect.
job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready for more. It's like it left me wanting more. It's like, okay, I'm ready to watch this like every week. I want a series of
Yeah,
this.
like a TV show. I want
Absolutely.
a Lando spinoff too.
Me too. Didn't they say they were doing that?
They did, but
I
then
think.
after everything was said and done, I
Oh.
think Disney put a lot of things on the back burner.
That's unfortunate.
But
Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
they said Solo maybe was they were gonna do a series of
I
that.
would be okay with that.
Especially with
Lando's
Lando,
in
right?
it. Yeah, everybody was great in that movie, but he stole that movie. Yeah, Donald. Where do you get your Lego collection? I think you mentioned a little bit early you acquired some of it from your sister, but where do you generally get it?
Mostly just from the Lego store. There's
Okay.
one near my parents' work. So they always used to like walk over during their lunch break and get me all the new sets. Yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome. Do you ever get any from like garage sales or secondhand?
No, I don't think I have. I looked into like I think is it Bricklink? Is it what it's
Bricklink,
called?
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never gotten around to it. Everything I've that's why I don't have much like just spare bricks lying around. Most of the things I have are either sets or deconstructed sets. But no, I don't think I've ever bought any secondhand Lego.
You have tons of minifigures.
Yeah.
Do you listen to music or any TV or podcasts while you animate?
Yeah, mostly I listen to like music related stuff. Like
Cool.
music news.
Oh, okay.
Like rap music and stuff.
Cool. Let's see. What else do we have in here?
You have any fun stories of or funny stories of working with anybody or just weird things that have happened while animating? Bumped your head. How tall are you? 'Cause you sound like you're pretty tall.
I'm 6 foot, like just over 6 foot.
Okay, that's
Well,
pretty
he's not
tall.
6'10", but that's taller than me.
Our son is like 6'4", so it's like I can't even, give him a kiss
How
on the
old is
cheek anymore. He's 20.
he? Oh, that's really tall. I wish I was 6'1".
6'4 is really tall.
I can't imagine getting into an airplane seat at 6'4", though.
That's true.
I think we've kind of gotten through everything here. Is there anything I'm
Yeah, is there
missing?
anything you want to bring up? Anything you're excited about or you
Not that I can think of.
got 2 more years of university to go?
You think you'll be moving to Los Angeles after that, or are you going to make it in the Canadian film business?
Maybe Los Angeles. Moving to Los Angeles would be like ideal. But yeah, I don't know yet. It's
Yeah.
scary to think about.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That's far away from your family and
Yeah.
I know if
Cool,
I was a
cool.
mom, I'd be like, no, stay.
I do have a lot of family in LA, though.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
That's good.
okay.
My cousin, my aunt lives there, and then her brother lives there as well, so my uncle.
Well, then that makes it a little bit easier, at least, especially for visiting.
Yeah.
Have you taken in on this? This kind of goes back to the makeup stuff you're doing with your sister. Have you done any makeup classes in college, or is that not a part of the curriculum?
No, I haven't.
Are there any makeup courses a part of the film curriculum?
I don't think so. There might be in the more like theater like departments.
Yeah, I was in theater. I had to take a class for
Yeah,
makeup.
but in
I did a
film,
pretty
no. At
killer
least not yet.
Klingon.
There might be in the later years, but not yet.
Okay. Well, at least you've got some experience with
Yeah, I think that
it.
comes from just because I like drawing a lot.
Do you
So,
do a
like,
lot of drawing just for fun?
yeah, I draw like every day.
You should post those on your Instagram.
I should.
That's
Yeah,
especially if you're doing it
definitely.
every day. I think
Right. Sean
Sean
Willett,
Willits does that,
filmy guy.
filmy
Yeah,
guy.
he does.
He's amazing.
He actually does storyboarding for legit real stuff too. So I mean, he's quite the artist there. So definitely,
Yeah, you should
love to
definitely
see some of
post
that stuff.
that. And you definitely need to put clean on your main channel. It's so worth it.
Yeah, I think it's like just, I think the reason I didn't do it is it's kind of scary posting anything that's like not Lego to my main channel just because it's so branded with like Akash Lego Productions.
True.
Not
Yeah,
quite
I've
with your
always been
branding.
scared. But I
I can
think,
understand that.
yeah, it's like half Lego, so maybe, yeah, I might do it.
Also, before I let you go, I don't want to not put a shout out to DT98 Films, Darren. He's worked with you a couple times, is that correct?
Yeah, he has.
Awesome. I think he was a part of your Kylo Ren, Finn and Rey thing,
Yeah,
along with Sulyman Productions.
he also made my channel banner that I had for a lot of years.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And then
I want to bring up in the Lego Captain America: The Civil War,
two.
Part 2. Yeah, the Iron Man helmet going on and off. That was beautiful. I mean,
Oh,
it almost
how
looked
did you
like it
make
was
that
like
effect happen?
melting away, like when he took it off and I'm putting it on. I guess the reverse of that.
Is that like an After Effects thing you did there, or
That was just masking.
masking? Okay. Well,
Yeah,
that
just frame by frame.
okay.
That looked great.
Looked great. And that was kind of a two-parter where you were doing a collaboration with Jobor 1777.
Yeah.
They did the first one and yours was the second one. So that one was really cool. And I think that's that one's the one that had the big Ant-Man.
Yeah,
And
the buildable.
there were some cool close-ups in there that just really pointed out some cool action where I think both Iron Man and Captain America were just wailing on each other, and it was a close-up of them just beating on each other, kind of the front of their face. And I thought that scene worked really well. And did DT Films do your mouth animation for Daredevil?
Oh yes, the recreation. Yeah, he did.
Because you normally don't do mouth movement, and I think he does, and it said it was edited by him. So that was pretty cool. Another things in there were some ceiling shots in the background.
Yeah.
Was that ceiling really there, or did y'all fix that in post and make the ceiling there
Yeah,
in post?
that ceiling was really that was really hard just because the way it was shot in the show, it was like the lights you could see and the ceiling
Yeah.
you could see. But yeah, that was all inset.
Okay, that was cool. I really like that. I love when I can see a ceiling in a background, or
Because you don't see it very
you don't
often.
always see it in brick
Yeah.
films because it's just really hard to do. You also did an anti-bullying film for something called Pink Day or something.
Yeah, I didn't even know that that was an only Canadian thing till
Okay,
like a lot of my viewers didn't know what it was.
well, that was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. It had a good message, so I liked that.
Definitely.
It's for my mom's school. Like, she shows it to her at her assembly every year.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh,
excellent, excellent, excellent.
Yeah, PT, it's like a big thing in schools here.
I think that it should be a big thing everywhere.
Yeah, I forget what it was. There was just like an incident. So then, like, on that day, everyone wears pink.
Okay. I'd love that. It's one of my favorite colors. But I love things like that that have a good message, especially anti-bullying. That's so important, especially in school. People have no idea the damage that that does. It's very sad. So kudos on that.
Oh, and before we let you go, we did notice you have a whole bunch of great mocks that you've created. I think they're on display on your extras channel. The Tony Stark Malibu Mansion is really awesome. Yeah. And the Lego Avengers headquarters was really cool. Did you actually make animations using those mocks, or is that just for making the mock only?
Yeah, those were primarily for animations, just because I had like limited Lego back then.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought they were cool, so I turned them into mocks. Mm-hmm. I animated a lot of videos in the Avengers headquarters one,
mm-hmm.
but the Tony Stark Mansion was more just a display. Mm-hmm.
Cool. And did you make the Batmobiles from scratch?
Pardon?
There's a couple of Batmobiles, Arkham Knight, Batmobile Mach, and then Mach version 2. Did you make those from scratch?
Yeah, I did, because I really like the video game.
Okay, wow. Those look cool. Those are awesome.
That's impressive.
Those those like fall apart, though, if you move them. They do not. A lot of people told me to like put it on Lego Ideas, and I was like, no, this would not get approved.
That's too much. That's too. All right.
Well, I think we, like I said, unless there's something else that you want to share, we'll definitely make sure everybody has all of your links to see all of your amazing work.
Thank you. I think that's it.
Cool. Well, it's been great talking with you.
Yeah, no, we've really enjoyed watching your videos and getting to see all of your, you know, it's fun. That's the one thing, you know, especially for me, you know, Dave does so much research, but we get to watch all the videos and it's like, oh, wow, this is just, it's cool. Because normally I don't watch videos unless, you know, somebody I know is, you know,
in it.
Or I just happen to see it on Twitter because I'm just not online that often. So this gives me the opportunity of seeing this great work, and it's so enjoyable. So I'm sure most people already know you and your amazing work, but we're happy to bring it out there some more and share all of your links so that everybody can make sure they catch it.
Thank you. Yeah, even just like talking, since you guys watched all of them, it's like a walk down like memory lane. Like, you bring up stuff that, like, I don't really remember until you say it. Yeah, it's nice.
Cool.
Awesome.
Good memories. Like I said, you've been fun to get to know and so polite. And I just, it's just really been sweet and made me smile. So thanks for all that. And we look forward to seeing all of the rest of the things that you come out with.
Brick Films and other. Look forward to seeing anything else you make in the film wise.
Yeah. And this year it will definitely be more stuff that's non-brick film.
Cool.
We're happy to see it all. And good luck in university. You keep up the great work there. That's important.
Thank you.
And get your sleep. I'm such a mom. All right. Well, have a wonderful week ahead. And thanks again for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much to Akash for spending time with us. And thanks to everyone who stuck with us through this entire podcast. Please check out our sponsors and partners on the Brick Filmers Guild homepage, and don't forget to check out Akash's amazing brick films on his YouTube channel. We want to give a huge thank you to our Patreon supporters, Spugastew, Something's Awry Productions, Frame 5 Studios, Mind Game Studios, Dark Dragon Films, Forest Fire 101, Sanjira, Spencer Katz, and Paganimation. You guys really inspire us to keep creating more of these in-depth conversations with the world's great brick filmers. If you would like to sponsor one of our podcasts, please contact me through one of our social media sites. The sponsors we have are always brick film related and are products that we use ourselves and highly recommend. We would like to thank Kevin MacLeod for his wonderful music, which we use for our podcasts and in our brick films. If you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, please rate and comment. We'd really appreciate that. So, until next time, bye y'all.